The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to North Idaho Thursday. My name is Kate McAllister and I am filling in for the incomparable Mr. David Keyes, but he will be back for the next show. Well, welcome to November. I don't know about the rest of you, but I am really looking forward to Thanksgiving and family and fighting over who gets the turkey leg and all those wonderful things that happen and games and all those kinds of things. I hope you're looking forward to that as well. On today's show, I will be talking to Allie from the festival at Sandpoint to find out what's going on there and upcoming things. Then we'll hear from Dennis from Numerica Credit Union regarding their organization and their upcoming events and their grand opening of their new location in Ponderay. And finally, we will have a chat with Aaron Walson from the Eagles regarding a fun event they have coming up tomorrow, I believe it is, the annual wing competition. Here in the studio, we were talking about if it meant wing flyings or wings eating, and we have determined that it's wings eating. So we'll be looking forward to finding out all about that. If you're a wing fan, then you should probably attend that. I'm sure it just sounds delicious. Anyway, I'm really happy to be here today. I spent years doing the chamber chatter, and I got a call, asked if I would fill in, and I am more than happy to fill in for Mr. Keyes. So hold on to your radio, and we will be right back, and we'll have Allie Baranski on from the festival.
Millions of fans agree, this Christmas tradition rocks. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert, presenting The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. Friday, November 21st, Spokane Arena. Tickets on sale now at ticketswest.com. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert, produced by Live Nation.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1897. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1897. That's 800-575-1897. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Game day isn't complete without repping your team. Whether you're in the stands, at home, or tailgating with friends, NFLShop.com has the gear every fan needs. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and sideline styles straight from the pros to you. Fresh arrivals drop all season long, so you'll always stay game day ready. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, where some of our long-term customers call us Selkirk Doors Glass and Cabinets. And the door line that we're really excited about is Rogue Valley Doors. For close to 40 years now, Rogue Valley Doors has grown into America's largest builder of wood doors. And that's not to forget Therma-True fiberglass and steel doors. So here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets and Doors, we invite you to come into our showroom and see our collection and create your own vision for your home. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
News Talk 97.1
Well, welcome back to North Idaho Thursday. Again, I'm Kate McAllister here in for Mr. Keyes while he is, you know, just hanging out somewhere, I'm sure, writing puns, which we all know he's famous for. Well, we're going to change it up here for you. Instead of having Allie first, we're going to have Mr. Dennis Wagner, who is VP of Retail Experience for Numerica Credit Union. And he's here to talk about their new branch opening in Ponderay and some other exciting news. Welcome, Dennis.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
So talk to us about the new branch and what's going to happen. And
yeah, no, we're excited to be here. Opened our doors in Ponderay just a couple days ago. So we've been looking to get out here for a while. So we're excited to open and serve the community. The branch is located at the 200 Bonner Way. I'm sorry, Bonner Mall Parkway near Yokes. Mm-hmm. So it's the old Pizza Hut.
Old
building.
Pizza Hut. Yes. We're gonna drive up window and ask for pizza.
Yep. So right. But no, we have a lot of exciting things going on. So next week. So obviously we're open this week, but next week is our grand opening celebration week.
Okay.
So on Wednesday we have Tail Wagging Wednesday. They say that five times fast,
Tail
right?
Wagging Wednesday.
Tail Wagging Wednesday. That is a doggy goodie bags and Numerica dog bowls, so courtesy of our friends from All About Paws.
Ooh!
Yep. So get the four-legged friends there, so that'd be fantastic. Thursday we have Sweet Treat Thursday. That's where you can enjoy mini snickerdoodles, chocolate croissants from Bluebird Bakery.
Oh, you very good.
Friday is Fuel Up Friday, where you can grab a free drink coupon from Jitters and take home a Numerica mug. And then Saturday, we have Creation for Kids. So we have Thanksgiving-themed crafts, take-home craft bags from Creations. And then from now until the December 31st, we have a super exciting prize package valued about $5,000.
Ooh!
So one lucky visitor will win. All they have to do is stop by, submit an entry form. But the package includes a five-night stay at Dover Bay Resort,
ooh,
Schweitzer Lift tickets, Festival of Sandpoint tickets, and more. So, we're really looking to take care of somebody. That's for sure.
Well, and yeah. I really appreciate how you've used all the local vendors and all the local businesses. Yeah, I used to run the Chamber of Commerce, so I'm very appreciative of helping all our little business owners. And
yeah, absolutely, we're all about local. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, and it's funny. I think, you know, the address is irrelevant. Just say where the old Pizza Hut's
right.
Because there are people who will say, Pizza Hut's gone?
Yeah.
So tell us about where did Numerica start?
Yeah, no. So the Sandpoint branch is actually the fourth in North Idaho.
Okay.
So we have been in North Idaho for close to 30 years.
Oh, good.
So we join our branches that is in Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls, Hayden. But about 30 years, and we serve over about 25,000 members already.
Wow.
So just to get up here, we've had members up here for a long time. So for us to finally get out to this community is super exciting. I'm up here all the time for soccer. If we're not down the road at Field of Dreams, we're up here for the Ponderay Cup. So we've heard our members talk for a long time about getting something up here.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm finally glad that you got up here. So just out of curiosity, and I hope this is an appropriate question. Are there big differences between banks and credit unions?
Oh, absolutely. You know, banks, they answer to the shareholders.
Right.
We answer to our members. You know, being a not-for-profit, everything goes back into the community. I mean,
right,
just some of the things that we've already done. I know Mia, the branch manager there, even before we had four walls, we were able to donate 30 laptops to the local high school, in the Sandpoint High School. Just
that's
because
wonderful.
That's something that they needed and we were able to provide. But we're out there in full force. But yeah, so no, we answer to our members, and every chance we get, we give back to the community.
That's a great distinction.
Yeah.
That's really a great distinction. And I didn't realize that credit unions were nonprofits.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Or I'm sorry, I take that back. I'm sorry. Not for profit.
Not for profit.
My apologies.
Right,
yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not for profit.
Not for profit, yes.
Yeah. Well, and in my mind, just like you said, that just means that money goes back into the community and
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And employees.
Yes.
And
yes. Mm-hmm.
So how many new employees are out there?
So right now there's 8.
Nice.
So we have Mia as our branch manager, we have Rebecca as our assistant,
mm-hmm,
and then we have 3 service representatives and then 3 financial service representatives for loans, mm-hmm, accounts, maintenance. We have Tia, Ryan, you put me on the spot, Ryan, Tia, Ryan, Ann, and then it rounds off with Becky, Shelley, and Tanya.
Well, they will be very happy to know that you remembered all their names. That's really great.
Yeah.
So tell me about tell me a little bit more about all your events and all the things that you're going to do. How did you decide to do the tail wagging and the sweet teeth and...
You know, it's kind of a collaboration of our department, our community developments, and all them. Mm-hmm. But then also we look for those small businesses, those
right.
locally owned businesses. Mm-hmm. Any way that we can give back, some are members, some are not. But that's just how we operate. If you walk into the branch, we have a Business of the Wall month. Mm-hmm. Every month, it's a new business for free advertising, free whatever.
That's great.
Just our little way to give back and, you know, just try to help everybody out.
Yeah. And our moms and pops really need it. You know, that's what I would try to explain to people, too, is, you know, we have so many small business owners that it's really important to give back to them and let them participate and, you know, have the little bit of free advertising, because the one thing you take out of your budget is advertising, right?
Absolutely. And they're the backbone. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, especially in our little town. So are you going to be here? Or are you in Coeur d'Alene or Post Falls?
So I oversee our Valley North Idaho market.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be up here with the branch, you know, quite a bit. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. So,
nice.
And then we have a small little kind of intimate ceremony tonight for our little kind of ribbon cutting. So we'll
sure.
be there for that. Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. then everybody will show up for all your great things that are going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to bring my dog.
we did the same thing when we opened our Liberty Lake branch last year.
Uh-huh.
It was especially for the furry animals.
Oh my gosh.
They come out in droves. Yeah.
Well, my dog's a red heeler, so we'll see if I can get her to. I may have to give her a doggy downer before she parties.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, what other interesting facts can you tell us about a credit union?
Yeah, you know, specifically for Numerica, you know, this past year we've donated over more than $100,000 to local nonprofits.
Oh, wow.
You know, we've supported 40 local events and volunteered over 1,000 hours just out in the community.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what's really awesome about Numerica is, wow, man, trying to think, we have 600 employees, but I mean, the amount of volunteer hours that we get to do, it's amazing. It's not just about the monetary piece, but
sure.
also showing up and helping and doing what we can, regardless of what it is.
Well, I always admire businesses that are not just checkbook philanthropy. So do you have an official like employee volunteer program through your company?
We do. Obviously, you can volunteer whenever you want.
Sure.
But we do give you a full paid 8 hours just to go do whatever you want, whenever, you know, as long as it's within those 8 hours.
Yeah.
But everything, even though we have the eight, we surpass that with every individual that works there.
Yeah.
Well, it's really awesome. It's just part of our culture and who we are.
And creating that culture is really important, especially in today's workforce, right?
Yes.
I mean, and that helps morale. It really helps retention to keep employees and, you know, excites the younger generation that they can give back. And, and I think that's really great. And I think independent sector right now, well, for Idaho anyway, volunteer hours are $29.30 an hour.
Mm.
That's what their volunteer time is worth.
Yeah.
And so I put in organizations, I put in community development organizations and corporations. And so keeping track of that, and in finance, you can keep track of those hours and put a monetary value to it. And so I think that's really fabulous that there are companies out there doing that, because it's so important to give back.
Yeah.
It
no,
truly, truly is.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of things that don't show up in the stat sheet, right? So,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, in our little town, we have 150 nonprofits, active nonprofits.
Yeah, it is a lot. That is for sure.
I used to say at the chamber, if somebody new was moving to town, I said, well, you have to volunteer or you can't be here.
That's fair. That's
and one
fair.
Guy said, are you serious? I'm like, I could be very serious.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. And so what are the things you got going on at the credit union?
You know, so we are obviously end of the year, right? Budget season, all that kind of stuff. So we're planning the year end where, you know, hey, what are the things that we can do for next year?
Mm.
Right? How can we give back to the community? All those kind of things. So those departments are thoroughly busy and trying to make sure we touch as many individuals and many organizations as we can.
Yes.
While stressful, because it's the end of the year, but it's also exciting because we get to be able to, you know, have a hand in this or a hand in that. That's why we're so excited about Sandpoint. We haven't been up here, but what can we do for this local community and how can we continue to support and
Well, if you ever run out of things, you call me.
Oh, we'll do. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I have lists upon lists of what we can do.
Yeah, and I know me and the team there, they have a laundry list as well. So we'll have to get you connected for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So do you have an official philanthropy program? Because you're going to be hit up by everybody. I just want you to know.
Oh yeah. There's definitely a process. As much as we would love to help everybody.
Yes.
So there is a process but it's a good process and whatever we can do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any other news at the credit union?
No. You're just not that I can think of. Right now, it's been all hands on getting this location up and going. I know it's kind of a quiet week without any main activities. But next week is we are really geared up for that.
Well, I'm sure too with the holiday season coming up people don't have to drive to Hayden or Coeur d'Alene, which is great.
It was funny when the branch started to get under construction. The amount of members that came in to either our Hayden location or Coeur d'Alene location, just like, okay, like when, like, how much faster can you build this?
It was very exciting for those of us who live here. It's like, what's going in there?
Yeah.
And first it was, I can't get pizza anymore, whatever, but it's a great location. Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's a fabulous location.
Right when you pull in. Yeah. It's right there in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Right there, ready to serve you. And
yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so fabulous. Yeah. Well, it's been really great talking with you. And
thank you for having me.
How can, so do you have a website if people could want to get to you?
Yeah, we just numericacu.com. You just go there. We are full service. Whatever you need, mortgage, home loans, HELOCs, accounts, I mean, whatever we can do, yes, we can help out this community for sure.
Well, how about you make interest rates go down? If everybody could, right? That'd be so great.
Exactly. Yep.
But it's been very, very wonderful to meet you, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Kate,
and
we appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah.
So have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winter Ridge is preparing for Thanksgiving. Organic cranberries are in stock, as are pie pumpkins. Make sure to include Roniger's potatoes, carrots, and cabbage on your produce list. Pre-order your Mary's turkey starting October 31st. Forms will be available at the registers and meat department. Save 50 cents per pound if pre-ordered between 10/31 and November 14th. Turkeys will be arriving for order fulfillment and general purchasing November 17th. Don't forget our bakery's wonderful pies, pumpkin, apple, and pecan. Happy Thanksgiving from us to you. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
High deductibles and copay shouldn't stand in the way of your health. This is why Bonner General Health is now offering cash pay options for CT and MRI scans. The program offers clear, affordable pricing with no hidden fees, so you can access the scans you need when you need them. It's designed for everyone, insured, underinsured, or uninsured. Don't let cost or red tape delay your care. Call 208-265-1285 today to learn about our cash pay options. Bonner General Health, putting your health and your peace of mind first.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
With the North 40 Outfitters gift guide, you'll find something for everyone. From now through the 26th, get a $20 gift card when you spend $100 on Noble Outfitters footwear. Buy one, get one 50% off select denim. Get a free battery with select DeWalt and Milwaukee tools, plus 20% off Lego. And take up to 60% off select brands like Stanley, Sitka, Springfield, Hornaday, and more. There's more ways to save this season at North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting work and play.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/beat.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from Les. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
Widder Ridge is preparing for Thanksgiving. Organic cranberries are in stock, as are pie pumpkins. Make sure to include Roniger's potatoes, carrots, and cabbage on your produce list. Pre-order your Mary's turkey starting October 31st. Forms will be available at the registers and meat department. Save 50 cents per pound if pre-ordered between 10/31 and November 14th. Turkeys will be arriving for order fulfillment and general purchasing November 17th. Don't forget our bakery's wonderful pies, pumpkin, apple, and pecan. Happy Thanksgiving from us to you. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
North Idaho's Radio, News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Well, hello and welcome back. Well, we've had a guest who is unable to make it today, so we're going to talk now about what's going on in Sandpoint. Lots of great things. The SAR Ski Swap will be happening at the Bonner County Fairgrounds November 7th from noon to 7 p.m. 20% of each sales benefits the Schweitzer Alpine Racing School, which is great. It's wonderful for our kids. If you, you know, live in North Idaho, you should be able to ski and swim, and we have all kinds of opportunities for kids who want to do that. Also, the Selkirk Pondere Food Summit and Harvest Festival will be happening. This is its fourth year, and it'll happen Friday and Saturday, November 7th and 8th, at the Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center out by the fairgrounds. Yes, you can go by the detour little signs there and get to the agricultural center. Friday's summit requires a $10 registration and features inspiring 5-minute Ignite presentations, highlighting innovative local projects, along with plenty of time for networking and collaboration. This year, the Free Fall Festival on Saturday invites the public to meet area farmers and ranchers and food business owners, so you can meet somebody and see where your food comes from and how hard they work to get it to you. And then at the Sandpoint Area Seniors, we're going to have Thanksgiving Bingo on Saturday, November 8th. A fun-filled afternoon, perfect for celebrating the season with friends and neighbors. Doors open at noon, giving guests time to settle in before the games begin at 1. I'm telling you, if you've never been to, you know, a bingo game with real serious bingo people, man, that's crazy, because they are serious about it. So no talking. Pay attention to your bingo card. So come on out and help support the senior center, and maybe you'll win something, which would, you know, a raffle basket and refreshments, and you get to connect with some individuals who have history in our town. Other things that are happening is that Dwayne Parsons will be at the Pondere Winery from 4 to 7 p.m. on the 5th. I believe that's today. Woo! Let's see. Artist reception on the 6th for Marcin Arungi at the Pondere Winery from 5 to 7. I know Marcin, and she's an amazing person and an amazing artist. Cribbage tournament on the 6th at Connie's, $5 per person. Ooh, and here's something. If you want to go line dancing, you can do line dancing at the Hive. It starts at 6:30 p.m. on the 6th, and $10 at the door. It's a 21 and over event. Event is hosted by Walk the Line Dancing Events. And then, if you want to do other dancing, you can go to Barrel 33 and learn how to tango. That sounds like a lot of work. And then there's, of course, here in our little town, we're very lucky that we have so many places that we can listen to live music, because we are filled with exceptional musicians here in our area. And if you haven't bought your tickets for the Shook Twins on November 28th at the Panada, you probably should. They might be sold out by now, but you should really go see them. They're just wonderful. And with John Craigie, who I have an old lady crush on, and I will admit that to everyone. And let's see, on the 7th, POAC opening Where We Gather. The Arts Council invites the community to the opening of Where We Gather, a group exhibition celebrating the many ways people connect as communities and creators. That sounds amazing. Let's see. We just keep going on. So many things. Oh, there's a 7B Cornhole Tournament on the 8th. It is at the James E. Russell Sports Center. And it is taking place, let's see, well, what are the times? No. From noon to 4 p.m. And the James Russell Sports Center is 2016 Pine Street in Sandpoint. And that sounds wonderful if you're into doing cornhole. Let's see, on the 8th, there's all kinds of things going on in November. You certainly will not lack for things to do here in our town, and plus getting ready for Thanksgiving. And also, I just want to put a plug in for the food bank. Yes, they'll take food, which is great. They even take coats and socks and things that are coming up for the winter for those who are unable to get those things. And I'll tell you that I was one of those single moms many years ago, and I used the food bank, and I was so very grateful. That's why I really try to help them out and help so many other organizations in the area, because you just never know when you're going to need help. And the food bank will also take money, which they have a bigger buying power than most of us. So oftentimes, money is really the better gift for the food bank, because again, they can make it go even further. And this year, I believe we're going to have more in our community who will need to utilize the food bank. And if you do, please feel free. It's just like a grocery store. They make you feel welcome. And if you need it, that's why it's there. I know, I now run the foundation at the hospital, but I know a bunch of us are planning on going helping at the food bank so that we can make sure everybody has something to eat and nobody goes hungry, because that's the least we can do, right, for everybody in our community. That's what I love about our community, is we all take care of each other. Doesn't matter what's going on in the outside world, we will always take care of one another. You know, and then we got Christmas coming up, and holy moly, I just can't believe that it's already Christmas. That's truly an amazing thing to think about. The year has gone by so quickly. But just some things for you to think about and to give this Thanksgiving. I know I used to get a lot of calls at the chamber asking where people can serve meals, and I just say start calling people, churches, etc., and see if you can help out. All my grandchildren, they're all teenagers, from 14 to, well, one of them's 20. And every year we all go out and do something in the community, because it's very important to step outside of yourselves and give back to this wonderful little community. And it's what keeps us so amazing and resilient. And I just love everything about us. We're artsy and we care for one another. And it's just that time of year that we need to make sure that people are okay. You know, and there are people who are working very hard, but still don't make a lot of money. And so we need to make sure that, you know, that single parent out there or an elderly person has what they need to keep thriving in our community. And connection is important. So if you know somebody who's alone, reach out to them just to say, hello, how you doing? Bake some cookies, bring them some cookies, because connection is very important. And loneliness can be very, very difficult, especially at the holidays. So if we can just think about one another, that would be really wonderful. So I think I'm going to let Tag play some commercials right now so that I can stop talking and we can go from there. We'll be back in a minute.
For nearly 100 years, Adams Tractor has helped Idaho get the job done, one to-do list at a time. As your local Kubota dealer in Lewiston and Spokane, we're proud partners of Vandal Athletics. Whether you're digging, mowing, or plowing the snow, Kubota equipment delivers the muscle, and Adams backs it with hometown service you can trust. Visit AdamsTractor.com today. Adams Tractor, nearly a century strong, powered by Kubota, proud to back the Vandals.
The Rusty Trunk in Ponderay is having a growth spurt. We opened the door to the back room and invited more fabulous vendors and their treasures to our vintage family. Come shop early for the holidays with our busting out of the seams sales and welcome our newbies. The Rusty Trunk opened Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Main Street in Bonner's Ferry, and Kootenai Cutoff in Ponderay. Come discover your new favorite place to shop, The Rusty Trunk.
The all new Coast Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for all the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Coast Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. Two big days, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Coast Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Well, fall is in the air, isn't it? For many of us, it's our favorite time of year. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, and as evenings come earlier and earlier, there's that chill in the air. There's no better time to cozy up in a new Lazy Boy or save on many other pieces to get ready for those family movie nights and Sunday sports. Maybe it's as simple as new lamps to light up the room or an area rug to soften up that hardwood floor. If it's a good night's sleep you're after, we stock over 300 mattresses to choose from. So make that drive to Sandpoint Furniture.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
Hey, Musco, this is not a rebuild.
Hey, we do not plan on slowing down. This is not a rebuild.
First-year head coach Thomas Ford and the Vandals are ready to raise the standard.
Extremely excited, and I am going to take this thing, and we're going to take it to that next level.
Join us Saturday. The Vandals host the UC Davis Aggies. Our coverage begins at 3 on your home for Idaho football.
On Newstalk 97.1 FM and NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Well, welcome back. Here we are on North Idaho Thursday. Again, my name is Kate, and I'm filling in for Mr. Keys, who will be back for the next show. And I am so excited for our next guest because I thought the last name was familiar, but I just... Then when I saw her, I was so excited. So Lindsay and her husband, Lindsay and Aaron Walson, are helping with this great new thing at the Eagles. And before we get started about the exciting thing that they're going to do, I asked Lindsay if she would tell us a little bit more about the Eagles and their mission and things that they do.
Thanks for having us. Sandpoint Eagles and the Eagles Lodge is nationwide and in Canada. And we are humans helping humans, people helping people. We do benefits to help the community. The Grand Area does lots of cancer benefits. We basically just try to help out the community.
How many members do you have here in Sandpoint?
Between auxiliary and area, we have over 200.
Wow.
And always looking for more.
That's really awesome because they all help out at the event.
Yep.
That is so great. Oh, that's awesome. And so, what made you decide to come up with a wing competition?
Well, my husband is the mastermind behind this particular one. We see a need or we feel a need through the community and our brains just start going and we try to think of fun things to do. And so, Selkirk Fire, they save us, and right now we're going to do a little bit to help save them.
Nice.
or give them a hand up. The Eagles is about giving hands up. So, for the fun of it, we hadn't really heard of any wing competitions around like this, and it just seemed like something really fun to do.
I know. Well, we were talking about it before the show, and I couldn't decide if it was wings like flying or if it was wings like eating. So I'm glad it's wings like eating.
It's wings like eating. It's the best hot wing, best dry rub, and then best overall.
Oh, that'll bring out the competitors in town, right?
Yep. I've got some signed up, but you can also sign up the day of.
Oh, my gosh.
I think there's going to be some very flavorful wings.
There you go. How many do you have signed up so far?
Right now I have 7, I believe, signed up, but I know of a whole lot more that are supposed to be showing up. Some of Aaron's been pretty much to all of the local firehouses down through Coeur d'Alene, and so
So it's going to be a competition between firehouses?
Well, I think they're going to bring some heat too.
That would be awesome because, you know, they have time. They learn how to cook. That's a friend of mine said, you know, they're some of the best cooks because, you know, that's what they do. Each one of them has to take a turn cooking. And I'm like, that's a great idea. I should have sent Dave to that kind of firefighting right. instead of wildland firefighting.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So what's your favorite kind of wing?
I'm a wing fan, so I like them all. I'm just excited to see what people are putting together. I was talking to a few of the competitors last night, and they weren't going into huge detail with their flavor profile,
Secret. But
it sounds pretty good. One of them has been doing wings now for about 2 weeks, and I'm like, your family's never going to want to eat wings again.
Oh, my gosh, right. It's like, I'm done with this.
Yes.
Oh, man. I know. Well, Dave will be there because he loves wings. It's one of his favorite things is wings. So.
And wings will be ready at 5:30, and that's when the competition will officially get underway for the wings. So you'll buy tickets if you want to taste. And otherwise, we have a guest star judge, which we'll find out tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So we'll have the one judge, and then we'll have the popular vote, which are all the people that purchase tickets to support.
Yeah. And how much are tickets?
Tickets, I want to see how many competitors we have first show up, so I haven't nailed that number down yet.
Okay.
Dinner itself, which is a pulled pork dinner. Coleslaw, German potato salad, macaroni salad, and apple crisp is a $15 donation.
That's yummy.
Yeah.
I haven't had lunch yet. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it should be delicious.
Ooh. And out at the Eagles, will you tell us where the Eagles?
So the Eagles is 1511 John Hudon Lane. It is right next to the fabulous Miller's Country Store.
Mm-hmm.
The parking, Wes Olson is allowing us to park, which is right behind us.
Yeah.
In his area, as long as we don't park on the lawn.
So, no parking on the lawn.
No parking on the lawn. One of the chiefs is going to let us have a fire truck and the fireman is going to shuttle people if it's raining and stuff back and forth.
It's supposed to be nice.
I'm hoping. It's
Isn't
North
that
Idaho,
great?
We never know.
I know, right? And every time there's a fundraiser, it's like, oh, it's going to rain. It's outside. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, we have our great room that we're doing this in, but then I'll have some areas set up for people cooking, finishing cooking, and yeah.
So are they all like deep fried? Is that how they do them? Or?
Everybody's interpretation of what they think their best wing is. So some are going to be smoked. Some are going to be maybe smoked and then fried.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be fun to see.
Oh, man, how creative they can be.
Yes.
I know we used to do a chili cook-off, and it was like, what's in that chili?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I learned not to ask, just taste it.
Well, unless you have an allergy.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, just have an open mind and give it a try.
I know. Yeah, that's easy to say. Yeah. As long as there's no shellfish, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Which shouldn't be in chili, but you never know.
You never know. People do things, right? Yeah. I remember one time somebody got really mad because he was from Texas, and so Texas chili doesn't have beans in it.
Right.
And so he's like, that's not real chili. They're all, I should have won. It's like, okay, well, you can say you won.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, what does the winner get?
We have some trophies and prizes to go along with the winner and probably a portion of the pot.
Nice. So is Sandpoint's firefighters participating?
I do believe there are some. They will definitely be there. And I do believe there are some, but I haven't, they haven't told me for sure who's coming.
Oh, well, they better, you hear that, Sandpoint? You better get out there and represent.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. And so do you have people from also out of town? I mean, we got town is really Dover and everything, but...
Yep, I do believe that there are people coming up from some of the different southern fire departments.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Aaron stopped by and visited with a bunch of them yesterday, and they were very excited. So I think it could be maybe a bit bigger than I'm anticipating, but I'm super excited.
Right. Yeah. And is Chief Armstrong going to be there?
Chief Armstrong has been working with us pretty much side by side and very excited and been fabulous.
Funny story about him. So I was at iCards one night and with some friends and back at the C Bar, and this man and this woman were sitting right next to him, and I was on council at the time, and somebody was like, "So what do you know about this new deputy chief that's coming to town?" And I was like, "I don't know anything about him. I just know he's from California." I said, "But, you know, I think he must be a pretty nice guy." And then a little bit later, he goes, "Hey, I'm that guy." It's like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I didn't say anything crazy, right? Because those who know me know I could say crazy things. But yeah, so that's how I met him. It was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And then when I officially met him, he's like, "Didn't I meet you in a bar?" And I'm like, "Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, lots of things happen in bars. Lots of networking."
Oh my gosh. Yes, and we've had some good networking times.
Yes. That's you know, the main thing that happens in lounges and bars is networking.
That's right. Yeah, connection. So tell me, if somebody wants to participate, how would they get a hold of you or Aaron?
So you can call the Eagles Lodge at 208-263-3514. Mm-hmm. Or go in there. We open up at 2:00 today. And if you sign up today, it's $10. You need to have 50 wings.
Ooh.
So we have enough slots to sell tickets to, you know, keep raising some money. So $10 today or $20 tomorrow, the day of. And then you need to finish your wings on site. So you can do pre-work to them. But if you have your own little smoker you want to bring or your own little barbecue, I will have some things available down there, but it's best to be, just ready for what you need.
Man, that sounds like you have it all ready to go and...
Well, hopefully.
It'll be great.
I could be winging it.
I just feel sad for all those chickens that have no wings now. I mean, goodness gracious.
Well, we all have our purposes, right? And some are to be enjoyed.
We do? Oh,
sure.
So do the Eagles have a website?
We have a Facebook page. The Grand Airy has a website, but our little Sandpoint chapter does not.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Not everybody needs a website, right? At least there's a phone number where they can call you. And again, if you want to participate in the wing competition, if you think you're good enough, the number is 208-263-3514, and it's tomorrow. And it is going to be so exciting. Competition starts at 5:30 p.m.
So it goes the event goes 4 to 7, and the wings are to be done by 5:30 so we can get going with the judging process and popular vote.
And guest judges.
Judges, and then also the popular vote, yeah.
That will be so very exciting. And also a pulled pork dinner for $15.
Yes.
That is truly amazing. Did you make it?
I am making the majority of it, yes.
Of course you are, Lindsay.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I love cooking.
I know you do. Yep. Yeah.
We had some of our other lodge members, Brendan Allen, smoked all of these beautiful pork cushions. And when Aaron picked them up yesterday, he's like, "Oh, it smells so good."
I don't think I could resist. I'd have to.
Yeah, he resisted. I was proud of him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it's probably good aromatherapy, right? Just smelling it is like,
just driving along drooling.
Man, I need lunch because I'm hungry. Anything else you want to tell us about the competition or what you're fundraising for?
So, once again, the fundraiser is to benefit Selkirk Fire, whatever they need. I think they're hoping that this will help them. They're getting a new truck, outfit the new truck with the equipment that they need. Mostly, you know, the passion behind it is, you know, they've saved our bacon.
Right.
So let's come together as a community and help.
And when you approached them, what did they say to you?
They were very excited.
Of course they were.
Yeah, they were very excited. And, you know, working with Chief Armstrong has been fabulous.
Yeah.
Aaron and him have gotten to know each other a little bit. And he's like, he's just so great.
I know. He really is, right? He's really great. I know when he was named chief out there, I thought, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that I met in a bar.
Yeah. Networked, Kate.
I don't know. At my age, I like saying, you know, met in a bar. I mean, yeah. I'm looking at 70 soon, so it's like, well, I can have those stories. It's great.
I'm not a spring chicken either.
Oh, we keep wings. The puns are just, if David was here, he would just be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not very good at puns, so.
I love puns.
All right. So anything else you want to tell us about this wonderful event?
I hope to see everybody show up. Eagles, we really try to give hands up where we can. It is a great area to be with, and I'm thrilled. I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm excited for what we're able to do through our little Eagles Lodge that helps the community.
Yeah.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so very welcome. So again, tomorrow is the Eagles annual wing competition. The funds will go to help support the Selkirk Fire Department.
Selkirk Fire.
And if you want to participate or want any other information, you can call 208-263-3514, or you can go to the Eagles, do you call it a lodge?
Eagles Lodge, yes.
The Eagles Lodge after 2 p.m., that's when they open. The event is from 4 to 7 p.m. Competition will begin at 5:30, and you can get a pulled pork dinner for $15. You can't beat that.
And the Jay Bosley Band will be playing.
Ooh,
as well.
Look, so, live music too.
Live music, yes.
You can eat wings and dance.
You can eat, drink, and be merry.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yes.
Yes, we need to eat, drink, and be merry.
Yeah, always.
All right, so thank you very much for joining me, Lindsay. I really appreciate it. And the best success with your little annual competition. Hopefully 30 years from now, it'll still be going.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
You're welcome. Okay, and that's it for us here on North Idaho Thursday. And thank you for joining us and putting up with me stepping in for Mr. Keys. Those are hard shoes to fill. And have a wonderful day and have wonderful holidays. Goodbye.